From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
Live from the CBS studios in San Francisco, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea O'Connor. All right, now to the East Bay. You may have seen this dark cloud of smoke coming from the Port of Oakland earlier this afternoon. Several of our cameras, include from the Salesforce Tower, spotted the fire burning close to the bay. Oakland Fire says a pile of lithium-ion batteries caught on fire around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And take a look at video from Citizen App. You can see the stacks of containers from the port are not too far from the dark black smoke. The fire also caught the attention of people driving on the Bay Bridge. The fire was also visible across the bay in San Francisco. And here's what it looked like during the Giants game at Oracle Park. And the fire was put out just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our roof camera shows the smoke was still lingering around afterwards, creating an unusual flat cloud of smoke. Let's go to meteorologist Darren Peck with more on how the smoke spread out throughout the Bay Area.
Yeah, that would have caught a lot of people's attention today. And I want to talk about why it lingered. And I also want to talk about what it meant for air quality. If you take a look at the view out our window now, it's finally gone. But a time lapse from that plume of smoke, which we were looking at from the video we just shared you, will really show you how it behaved. Goes up and hits a ceiling. That's the marine layer. There's no clouds in it, so you can't see it. But the very definition of the marine layer is that cap of relatively cooler air down here closer to the surface near the bay because of the ocean. Think of it as high pressure right above it, which was a lid. Let me show you another time lapse on this. This is one from Oakland, and you can see how that stuff just sat there, hits the top of the marine layer. High pressure holds it right there, and it had nowhere to go, and it just kind of drifted around. There goes the marine layer. That's actually the same cloud filling in at virtually the same level. It's just like putting another kind of dye into the stream so you can see it. The good news is the air quality never got too far out of control with this, and it pretty much stayed moderate throughout that part of the bay throughout the day, and now all of the sensors are reading good air quality for right now. And if we go to that part of the bay, which helped clear out the air a little more, right through the Golden Gate. We're getting into that time of year now where every day you're getting an onshore breeze coming in right through the Golden Gate. That fire was coming out right from here, right near the Port of Oakland. And it didn't really spread terribly far. Got trapped in that marine layer and then got pushed off towards the east just a little bit and started to dissipate. And you could watch that happen as we go into the afternoon. You see the wind speeds pick up here coming in through the Golden Gate. And it gave us good air quality. It's all also cooling us down. So when we look at the complete forecast coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to show you how the temperatures are also benefiting from this onshore flow. I'll see with that in a few minutes, guys. Back to you.
All righty. Thank you, Darren. Move over Valentine's Day and New Year's. Mother's Day is now the busiest weekend for restaurants all year long. The National Retail Federation said that nearly 60% of people celebrating Mother's Day are going to be going out to eat. And when you add up the flowers and the food, Americans are expected to spend $33 billion today. That is down, though, from last year when they spent $36 billion. And a special Mother's Day celebration in San Jose with the College of Adaptive Arts. They're celebrating moms with a lowrider car show. It is also the college's 15th anniversary.
15th anniversary, we made it. It's so beautiful. I'm so happy. And then to all the mamas and my mom over there, happy Mother's Day to all the mamas in the world.
We saw lots of families enjoying Mother's Day at Santana Row in San Jose. Perfect weather for being outdoors. Some moms spent the day getting pampered at a nearby nail salon. We talked to a mother and daughter getting manicures.
We're the only two moms in the family, and so we escaped for the morning, and it's been beautiful.
I'm treating my mom. This woman does so much for us. My mother-in-law and my mom help take care of our kids at home, and there's no one I'd rather spend the day with.
The women usually have a big brunch with the family, but decided to do something more low-key and relaxing for this Mother's Day. You can't go wrong with flowers as a Mother's Day gift. And today, the San Francisco Rose Society held its 83rd annual Rose Show. Rose enthusiasts had a chance to showcase their finest flowers, and people stopped by to check out and smell the roses. They also had a chance to learn from the gardeners about what it takes to grow the flowers.
A memorial service today honored the life of Reverend Cecil Williams, the pastor, community leader, and social justice activist, was co-founder of San Francisco's Glide Memorial Church.
When the saints go marching in, Cecil!
Reverend Marlon Williams took over a struggling Glide Methodist Church in 1963, brought music to the Tenderloin and messages of compassion, both a preacher and a respected civil rights leader.
In doing this work, Cecil and Jan always stood on the front lines against racism, against homophobia, against occupation, against war. They always stood for love.
His life was and still is a profound and powerful demonstration of living one's purpose and truth with conviction and commitment.
And when homelessness and poverty took over the Tenderloin, Reverend Williams became a leading advocate and a source of comfort for those in need. And his legacy will live on as Glide continues to serve the community.
Everybody is focused on themselves, yes, but when you come up out of that, that means you must be a heck of a guy.
I've always talked about changing the world, and I really believe that we have touched many people from all over the world.
He retired as pastor of Glide Memorial Church in 2000, but was given the title of Minister of Liberation so he could continue to serve the church and the community.
Tomorrow, Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is expected to testify in the former president's hush money trial. Cohen is at the heart of the prosecution's case against the former president. Prosecutors claim Trump falsified business records to cover up a payment of $130,000 Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. They argue that money was used to silence her from publicizing her affair with Trump, an affair Trump denies happening. Cohen will likely be the final key witness, with his testimony spanning several days.
Turning now to the Middle East, Israel has warned residents in the city of Rafah that it plans to operate with great force and to evacuate the area. Many are headed to the coast in search of any safety, with massive encampments forming right on the beach. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was on Face the Nation this morning. He says, as the administration has said for months with no effect, the U.S. will not support a major military operation without a plan to keep civilians safe.
Most of the population from Gaza, displaced from the north and from central Gaza, has gone to Rafah. There are about 1.4 million people there.
The White House has paused the shipment of 3,500 bombs, including 2,000 pounds of aerial weapons, over concerns about the impact they could have in dense urban settings.
San Francisco's Stern Grove Festival returns for its 87th year, and we are getting a look at the lineup for this year's summer series.
Kicks off on June 23rd. The season will include the Commodores, Herbie Hancock, and it will end with R&B soul artist Chaka Khan on August 25th.
Tickets are free, but you do have to reserve them ahead of time. And if you can't make it in person, you can see many of the shows live on PIX Plus, 44, Cable 12, and streaming on the free CBS News app.
Appreciate you watching. 60 Minutes is next, and we'll see you back here at 11.
Until then, the news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. Good night.